COVID-19 is flaring in rural America, including in parts of Missouri. The state has the country's largest number of coronavirus hospitalizations per capita as the Delta variant takes hold in communities with low vaccination rates. And in a case of deja vu, students at two summer schools in Missouri's St. Joseph School District have returned to remote learning as a result of an outbreak. Summer school wraps up this Thursday. But then what? Doug Van Zyl is the St. Joseph School District Superintendent. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Peter.
So tell me what's happening. Why did you decide to move two of your summer schools online?
Well, really what we take a look at is our attendance rates of our students. And when we were taking a look at those two summer schools, they fell below 50% of the enrolled students based off of either positive tests or having to quarantine. So we already had the capabilities to do remote learning. So for our students and our staff, we just said, you know, with just a few days left in the summer, it just makes more sense for us to go to remote learning for the last few days of summer school.
Well, wow. I mean, that's half of the students. That must have
been
a surprise.
Within those buildings, yeah. Not the district as a whole.
Yeah. But still, I mean, that's a significant chunk of students, right?
It is, you know, when you're taking a look at, you know, our summer school programs are not as large as our regular year program. So if you have 120 kids in a building, so if you're talking, you know, 50, 60 kids, you know, that does make a pretty big difference pretty quickly.
Hmm. Well, your district is in Buchanan County, and we see that about 26% of people there have been fully vaccinated, which is far below a lot of other communities or states across the country. Is that part of the issue that you think you're up against right now?
I think it's some of that. I think it's also, you know, just people being tired of the situation and wanting there to be some sense of normalcy back in their life. So not wearing masks and maybe choosing not to get vaccinated. And of course, you can only get vaccinated if you're above 12. So that has an impact on our middle schools and high schools, a little bit on our elementary. So I think it does play a role. I know that Mosaic Life Care here in town, our hospital, is really talking to people along with our health department, trying to remind them that vaccination seems to be one of the best ways to prevent this.
Hmm. Well, speaking of those 12-year-olds, from what you can tell in your district, are parents getting their kids who are above that threshold vaccinated?
Probably not as much as we would like. But, you know, again, that's not a required vaccination from the state of Missouri. And so it's optional for families to be able to choose that. And as you said, with Buchanan County's rate of vaccination, you know, you never want to assume, but just based off of those numbers, logically, it makes sense that then there's a lot of folks who aren't vaccinated that are eligible.
I know summer school is coming to a close this week, so it, you know, it may not be a huge blow from an educational point of view, but many parents in your district and across this country probably hope they would never have to hear the words remote learning ever again. So what do you think? I mean, from that perspective, at least, is it a setback?
I would say that from that perspective, it probably is. But I also think that it's something we're going to be dealing with even into the future. Is, you know, if there's more variants or different things take place with the virus, you know, that's something we're just going to have to be cognizant of and be ready to deal with, where, you know, over a year and a half ago, most school districts probably weren't ready for that or didn't have the abilities to handle that situation. I do think that's something that now is in the educational atmosphere that we're going to have to deal with moving forward, whether it's COVID or who knows what else could come down the line at some point. But I do think, as you said, it is a setback in some ways because not all students are successful learning remotely. You know, face-to-face is still a better option, in my opinion, for most students. And so it is a little bit harder for some of our students to learn through that process.
It sounds to me like what I hear you saying is that in the fall, this may happen again.
I would say if things continue to trend the way that they are in our area, with vaccination rates being what they are, and if there is not, you know, even if we were to go back to requiring masks in schools, which is something our board will have to take a look at, there still could be some situations where a particular building may have some exposures and quarantines taking place that require us to go remote for 10 days, 14 days, whatever we need to do to try to get it under control.
So let me throw this out there. Do you think if that were to happen, that it might encourage people to get vaccinated?
I can't speak for them, I guess, but I would think that some people would probably have to take a look at that, because that impacts what, as a parent, and if you're a working parent, what you're able to do. Because if your child's now home under quarantine or having to do remote learning, somebody normally has to be there with them. So it has an impact on our families, just like we experienced last year. So that may be something that some people will put on the scale, and it may tip it that way.
Doug Van Zyl, superintendent of the St. Joseph School District in St. Joseph, Missouri. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck keeping people safe this year.
You're welcome.